Good morning, friends. It's Heather with your Wednesday before breakfast. A few weeks ago, after George Brown's service, Richard told me how he went up to the family to explain that even though George and Nan are in our columbarium, a place of death and ashes, he pointed out that the playground right next to it gets used all the time. And so there's this beautiful complement to the columbarium's reminder of death and the playground's reminder of life. It's a thought that has stuck with me. This past weekend, I did an internment for Ken Bishop, and I reminded the family of the very same thing, that even in the midst of their grief, there's life and joy happening all around. Last week at Vespers, this was especially apparent, this idea of life and curiosity and joy to be found. We had our Vespers service outside, and a few families played on the playground after Wednesday night supper. As Vespers was winding down, Carol Ann started to sing the Lord's Prayer, and Avery Mazzoli, the daughter of Audrey and Joe, was captivated. She stood on the edge of the playground with her little face wedged between the bars, listening as Carol Ann sang. As I watched her, she caught me and waved. I waved back. She went back to listening, lost interest for a minute like most kids do, and then danced as Carol Ann sang. Came back, pressed her face against the bars, listened with wide curiosity again. It was a beautiful moment to hear Carol Ann sing, to see Avery's curiosity and wonder and captivation. All of these things are such treasures and such gifts. What a wonderful thing that while some worship, Avery Mazzoli worships too in her own way. Friends, I hope you hold juxtapositions like these in your lives, remembering that grief is not always the end, and that joy is often best celebrated together. Blessings on your week.